¿Qué pasa, mi amigo? Ready to chat? Then let's do it, niños y niñas, señores y señoritas, luchadores and luchadores. Check it out right now on the Trending Topics Network. This is Lou Chat. Lou Chat is the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground, and I'm the host, Finn Fish. And this is the 61st installment of Lou Chat. And in this episode, we're going to cover episode 9 of season 3 of Lucha Underground, Loser Leaves Lucha. We have one of our special segments returning. We also have some big news about a new wrestling organization that's going to start up in Las Vegas. Right now, we don't have no Lucha news, but who cares about all that? Let's talk to you. How are things going? Oh, man. That is good to hear, especially when I tell you about this new wrestling organization is going to happen in Las Vegas. You're going to dig that. But let me tell you how to reach the show, because it's simple, it's easy, and it's also displayed across the synopsis of the show. But let's just say we're on Twitter, because we are in this FinFish SCU on Twitter. We also have a email, primarily a Gmail, and it is finfishscu@gmail.com. And we have the chat line. Still the most popular way to reach the show is on the chat line. And that is 702-803-2428. 702-803-2428. Since there is no real Lucha news, and I don't want to start the recap of the show right now, I'm going to let some of the new listeners, I seen we had new listeners, I'm going to let them know a little bit more about me. Obviously, you know my name is Finn Fish. I am born and raised in Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas right now. I represent Las Vegas to the fullest. And once we get the Raiders, I'm going to be so ecstatic. Even we're getting the Knights. I think they're trying to switch the name to the Knights. It's called the Black Knights right now, which doesn't matter. We got an NHL team coming soon. But I got my podcast start on the All Wrestling Weekend Review. A fabulous fucking podcast. It's on hiatus right now, but once it comes back, I'm going to tell you so much more about it. I got my start there, and when I first started off, it's like, I need a cool podcasting name. And I go by Tuna. My nickname is actually Tuna, because my last name is Fisher. So there's always Tuna Fisher. So I wanted something cool for that podcast, so it was Finn Fish. Easy and simple. That's cool. Then I needed a personality for that show. I was always someone that was always into creative and always treating people fairly. I wouldn't matter what wrestler you were, if you were a jobber or not, I always wanted something better for you. New costume, new entrance music, new moveset. I'm always giving up concepts that I thought fit your gimmick for you to do. So I was like, man, what would be pretty cool to have added on to my name? And since my favorite show being a Law & Order SVU, it's like, how about Finn Fish of the SCU? And the SCU stands for Special Creative Unit, where I thought I was a detective or someone working behind the scenes like a sports agent when their client called, like, hey, do this, and you'll get more money. And that's what it has morphed into. So with all my Gmail and all that say SCU, that is just because that I made it easier for the host to get my emails and things like that, because it had my exact name on it, so he wouldn't get confused of who I was. So I thought that would be just the easiest way to do that. And some of the concepts I came up with off the wall and wacky, and a lot of people didn't like them and they didn't fit, but a lot of them came through. These are mostly for the WWE, but even for Lucha Underground, in between season 1 and season 2 of Lucha Underground, I did a series of podcasts by giving everyone something new to do for season 2 in Lucha Underground. And so far, I mean, I did go through like 30 guys and girls in Lucha Underground. At least 5 or 6 of those have come through. And I'm still amazed that, you know, that I just predicted. It's just not about predicting. It's about just feeling which way the guy is going or the girl is going and what I think would be cool for the career and things like that. One of the first ones I got correct, and I got to see live, was when I even tweeted out to Angelico, I go, why don't you have your own Lucha Underground merchandise? You can have still the Lucha Underground symbol. Just, it has to be in your color scheme, green. And then, you know, she said, oh, okay, I'm going to tell the people about that. I went to the first episode of season 2 of Lucha Underground, and bam, right there, Angelico wearing that t-shirt. I also gave Mil Muertes his own realm. It's like, Mil Muertes is now the Lucha Underground champion. Can't do much more than that, except for put him on top of something, giving him his own thing. And guess what? That season, he comes out on a throne overlooking the ring. I mean, it wasn't exactly what I said, but it was a concept I was building upon. And there's so many more, especially when it comes to Chavo Guerrero. Every time I see Chavo Guerrero, I think loser leaves town match. Every time I come up with a concept, it is where Chavo has to leave. Nothing against Chavo. I think he's a great wrestler, but that's the concept I see when I see him. So, it sucks for Chavo that this one has came true as well, as he is entered into a loser leaves lucha match. So if you're always wondering, what the hell is the SCU stand for, and why this dude is rapping Vegas to the fullest, those are the reasons why. And let's hit that fighting music and get into this episode of Lucha Underground, episode 9 of season 3, titled Loser Leaves Lucha. We start this episode off with Derek Cuarto standing by the Dollar Doom, telling Matt Stryker to shut the hell up because it's his turn to talk. And he goes, in 2 weeks, Matanza will be defending his Lucha Underground World title in Aztec Warfare 3. But let's spin the dial, see who his opponent is. It lands on Dario's choice. Dario runs down the guy that he's going to pick, saying, yeah, he's here. He's injured, but he's here training, rehabbing. And it is none other than Cortez Castro. Cortez Castro makes his way to the ring with a cast, a big-ass cast on his hand. And for our first Lucha of the night, it is Cortez Castro taking on Matanza Cuarto for the Lucha Underground World title. And this is a squash match, but it's a pretty entertaining match because the whole time you hear Dario Cuarto screaming at Cortez Castro, hey, you're a rat, and man, I know about you, and all this other stuff. And Matanza's just beating the hell out of him. Cortez Castro is selling his arm so perfectly, even though Matanza rips the cast off of Cortez's arm, just rips it off. But when Cortez makes his comeback, he takes up some of the pieces of the cast and starts beating Matanza over the head with it, but all for naught, because Matanza hits the raft of the gods, 1, 2, 3, and your winner and still Lucha Underground World Champion, Matanza Cuarto. Dario gets into the ring and starts taunting Cortez a few more times as he's just calling him a rat and making fun of him, getting his ass kicked. Now we are in Dario's office as Dario and Joy Ryan are making fun of Cortez Joe, saying, oh, look at him, help Matanza, please stop beating me, my arm's broken. And Dario is like, oh man, I guess they didn't teach him how to fight monsters there in the academy. Joy Ryan's like, oh, I gotta leave, I'll talk to you a little bit later, as Son of Havoc and Mascarita Sagrada comes in. And Son of Havoc says, you know what, Mascarita wants a part of Famous B. And Darius goes, yeah, he's somewhat retired. And he goes, but he wrestled last week, and I also said he was somewhat retired. Okay, how about this? If you win tonight, Son of Havoc, we're going to have Mascarita Sagrada pick the stipulation in his match versus Famous B. And if you lose, Famous B will be able to pick his stipulation against Mascarita Sagrada. So he gets the matches. Just what kind of match is he going to get? Prince Puma is now in the ring, and he's like, man, this feud between me and Mil Muertes is not over. He put my mentor in a casket and left him there. So, Mil Muertes, I'm going to challenge you to a grave consequences match. We see Katrina at the top of the steps at the temple and goes, yeah, Mil Muertes accepts, and man, this is a good matchup. And later on, they announce that this matchup would be happening the next week on Lucha Underground. And now for our second Lucha of the night, it is Dr. Wagner Jr. with famous B and Britney in his corner, the beautiful Britney, versus Son of Havoc with Mascarita Sagrada in his corner. And Melissa explains the winner of this match, they get to pick the stipulation for the match between famous B and Mascarita Sagrada. And damn, you don't notice how good Dr. Wagner Jr. is in the ring, but this guy is pretty good, pretty flawless in his attack. And this even elevates Son of Havoc up even more as he's just hanging with this guy. You know, he's much younger, but it's just a cool dynamic. And I like how they explain that, why Dr. Wagner has a different style of mask, a more of a fuller mask. And him and Mascarita Sagrada, we wear a full mask, where a lot of these younger guys have more openings in their mask so they can breathe. So that was a good tidbit they gave out. But this is a very good Lucha Libre style match. And through the whole time, you can hear Britney yelling at Mascarita Sagrada, yelling at Son of Havoc. I like her on the ringside. She's pretty funny. But we're just going to roll right into the finish of this match, as we see Son of Havoc hitting his patented shooting star press for the 1-2-3-year winner, Son of Havoc. And so they get to pick the stip. We see Son of Havoc, hey, yo, Mascarita, what you gonna pick? Mascarita tells him as much as he can, you know, whispers in his ear. And it is a Believer's Backlash match. Damn, I like the Believer Backlash matches. Those are pretty fun to call, so that's going to be awesome. But this one is a little bit different in the fact that they want the crowd, the Believers, to bring their weapons. So it's basically a Believer's Backlash match. Anything goes, because you can bring the weapon they're going to choose to hit you. So this is going to be pretty cool, pretty comical. And I like how they announced this match also will be next week on Lucha Underground. Tick tock, as we get another vignette from the White Rabbit Triad. He's just speaking about the darkness that is coming him and him following his family lineage and it leading him to this. And as we pan out, we see two more characters with him. We don't know his name, but this guy that's wearing a fully black and white checkered outfit, that dude looks creepy as hell. So he's wearing a whole outfit that's just checkered. I believe he has a vest on. But they have another guy with just a cool looking mohawk. But yep, I guess the White Rabbit is going to be a trio style team, which they in desperately need of. That's going to be pretty cool. Paul London and his crew, once they debut, I would see who these other guys are, but that should be very cool. Now it's time for our third and final lucha of the night, as we have Chavo Guerrero Jr. taking on Rey Mysterio Jr. in a loser leaves lucha match. And this is built up perfectly. We even see Chavo Guerrero Sr. in the front row, which if I've been to the Lucha Underground tapings, and those are assigned seating, so you see a guy just standing there looking at Chavo Guerrero Sr. like, man, you got my seat, but this is part of the show, so he's just going to stand there anyways. But this is a very good technical match between these two. Chavo is just pulling out all the stops to keep his job. And we hear Vampiro speaking about how he seen both of these guys debut at a card, and how he used to work for Chavo's father. He doesn't want to see Chavo leave. He doesn't want to see Rey leave either. They break down all the lineage of what Rey has done, how many titles he has won, and how much he means to Lucha Libre, the king of Lucha Libre, the man that started this cool high-flying style. And I'm liking this. This was so smart on Pond Lucha Underground. But we're just going to guess roll into the finish as we see Rey Mysterio setting up for the 619 on Chavo Guerrero. Chavo Sr. slides into the ring with a chair in his hand. He fakes like he's going to hit Rey Mysterio and ends up hitting his own son for the DQ. And your winner by disqualification, none other than Chavo Guerrero Jr. And now that means Rey Mysterio has to leave Lucha. And man, is this a sad moment. Dario Cuarto pops out of his office like, are you kidding me? Oh, hell no. My main event ending in a disqualification? Yo, Marty, you know what happens when I don't like this. So we're going to restart this match. And now anything goes. And now this is where the match is picks up even more, because they don't use any more weapons, but they just use their technical prowess to please us. As damn, I been giving Chavo Guerrero props and all that, but Rey Mysterio is Lucha. You know he's Lucha. He's doing all the things for Lucha, going to all these conventions. He's the leader of the Lucha. As Rey Mysterio sets up Chavo for the 619, and Chavo Sr. is trying to enter the ring. Man, Chavo Sr. eats a 619. These two go back and forth again. We finally see, as we roll to the end of this match, Rey Mysterio Jr. setting up Chavo for the 619 again. Boom, hits the 619. Climbs to the top. Hits a springboard dead man drop on Chavito. 1, 2, 3. And your actual winner of this match, Rey Mysterio Jr. Rey Mysterio feels a little bad, but, you know, he's holding the ring ropes open for Chavo to leave. The crowd is going wild. And that's pretty much the end of this episode. Nothing at the end. It ended on that good note. Let's just go back through some of this. This is a very good episode. I always say that, but I like how Lucha Underground, not only if you follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or various means, they explain what's going to happen on the next episode of Lucha Underground. But during this episode, they already at least named the Grave Consequences match. They said also that the Believer's Backlash match would be on that episode, but some odd feeling about that is not, that is not going to happen. But it's a great show. Everyone has a little bit of storyline if they do have a storyline. Everyone has something to do. Even though Chavo lost and he's out, it gave it something compelling. They cheated to win, and you know, they restarted the match for no DQ. So, you know, you were sucked into the story, or at least I am when I watch Lucha Underground. And before we get on to the next segment, let me talk about this real quick. We've been getting a lot of interviews lately with our help from our lovely friend, Five Types of Cool, Anna New Orleans. And we're just lining them up and getting ready to knock them down. But if there's anyone you would like to hear from in the Lucha Libre community or independent community, let us know or let me know. And we'll go after them as well to see if they want to do an interview. I have at least I know for sure two more lined up with guys from actually Lucha Underground. But there are other people I would like to talk to that aren't in Lucha Underground, but do Lucha Libre. My thing is, if I don't watch them, I don't want to interview them. I watch a lot of wrestling. So if there's someone out there, I would have to do a little bit of research and watch them to see what their moveset is, what they're like, so I could play off that personality that they have as their wrestling personality. So at least it gives me somewhere to start. But if there's anyone that you think would be a good fit for Luchat that I could interview, please let me know. And it's just the various ways to reach the show on the Twitter, FinFishSCU. Just send me an email, you know, FinFishSCU@gmail.com. Send a text to the chat line, 702-803-2428, 702-803-CHAT. So just, you know, hurry up, put that person in, put their name in, and we will, I will let Anna know, and then we'll go through that and see if they're willing to do a little quick little interview, quick little something like that. We actually did have some Lucha news. We're just going to report it now. And it is with Dulce García, known to us as Sexy Star, has signed with Shimmer. I think just a few dates. Her first wrestling date with Shimmer will be November 12th in Chicago. So this is a very good thing for Sexy Star. She says she retired. She wants to do MMA. But, you know, just cash it in on her fame through these other wrestling organizations. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if they're wrestling a lot easier schedule than they do in Lucha Underground and in AAA. So the best of luck to one Sexy Star. All right, he's back. He's finally back. Here to teach you some El Español, none other than Booker T, I believe. Booker, how you been doing?
Oh, man, dog. Oh, man, I've been good, man. Booker T is finally back on this Lucha chat in a perfect episode. Man, I got to see Chavito Guerrero getting kicked out of Lucha Underground and seeing that Rey Mysterio so triumphant, man. Even Chavo Classic tried to get in some of that action, but Rey Mysterio wasn't having it.
Oh, okay, Booker. So are you ready?
Yeah, man. Is it the same like old school?
It is.
So you know what to do. Hit my music.
Can you dig it? Dig it, sucker. Dig it, sucker.
This is the fire time. Five time World WCW Champion. And now can you dig that? Suckers. And the first word Booker T gonna teach you suckers is arma, meaning weapon. I'm gonna use it in a sentence for you. In the Believers Backlash match, the Believers can bring any arma they choose. And the next word Booker T gonna teach you is casa, meaning home. Booker T gonna use it in a sense for you suckers. Finn Fish is always casa on a Friday night. And now that you know arma and casa, if you see someone sneaking into your casa, make sure you have an arma for his punk candy ass. And now can you dig that? Suckers!
Oh man, Booker T, you wonder why I don't bring you on. I'm at the casa on Friday night. Okay, I got you. I got you next time. But everyone, thanks to Booker T, I believe, teaching us a little bit of El Español this week. Okay, I've been teasing about this new promotion that's going to be starting up in Las Vegas. It is a real effing wrestling. It's going to be pretty cool what they were explaining to me. I did ask them, hey, you want me to plug you on the various shows I'm on or anything like that? They say when they get more details, they wouldn't mind coming on. So that's pretty cool. So I don't want to give out too much of the information they gave me, but obviously the name is on Twitter. They have a cool sign. It's pretty nice with some dice rolling in the background. So, you know, it gives that Vegas feel, some casino silhouettes in the background. So I do like that. Some of the talent he said he's going to bring in is great. Oh, man, some good killer talent, even some lucha guys. So that's going to be pretty fun to watch. And just it's Las Vegas, and I rep every promotion that runs through Las Vegas. I have seen any and every show of wrestling that has been here. I've seen ROH, I've seen TNA, I've seen Global Force Wrestling. Only one I haven't seen that I probably will in a couple weeks is Big Valley Wrestling. They are actually where I moved to. They're up the street from there, so I wouldn't mind checking them out. But they're going to be part of a convention where they're going to be wrestling, so I'm going to go check those guys out. But they're probably the lowest of any wrestling organization out here. Even Lucha Libre Las Vegas, when they come twice a month, they are, you know, maybe have a better crowd, but they have a better venue. They're not on the Sundays with WWE pay-per-views. So there's a hint. Anyone who listens from Big Valley Wrestling, try not to run events during WWE time. Oh, okay. So, but as more details come out, I will give them to you, especially when these guys come on. I just, like, you know, I don't want to give up their trust and, like, blab everything about, especially if this guy's coming or that guy's coming. And but these guys seem pretty knowledgeable, and hopefully they let me be a part of the crew and just get there and set up the ring and get a t-shirt. That's one of the things I want. Tickets don't bother me. I'll pay to watch any wrestling, but I would like a free shirt, so because it's a pretty badass shirt. But anyways, that's it on the Real Effin' Wrestling, the wrestling promotion happening in Las Vegas soon. Stay tuned for more information about them. All right, people, this is it. This is all. I first off want to thank the Trending Topics Network. Remember to check out all the cool shows on the Trending Topics Network, especially What's on Fight, where Mr. Fourth Row and I watch the Fight app and just run down all the great wrestling, MMA, and boxing on there. We pick a show a week and we explain it all to you on there. So check out What's on Fight. Check out everything else. You're still interested in wrestling? Check out European Uppercut. We have WrestleCast, and just get your ass on there and check them out. Give a shout out to the Twisted Savage that is. He is super cool. We talk a little bit of Lucha Libre here. He's fixated on how cool Dario Cuarto is, and I'm behind him on that one. Well, shout out to my super cool five types of cool, Anna New Orleans. Speaking of five, thanks to Booker T, I believe, for teaching us a little bit of El Español. But other than all that, I just have to say, adios.
¿Qué fue de esta canción primaveral? Manos arriba, ¿quién va a celebrar? Es la hora perfecta. Con mi vestido sin que me importe. Esperé que me lleven a otra parte. Sacamos de noche a hacer fiesta. Es la hora perfecta.
Yeah.